It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. An update now on the federal investigation into the causes of last month's oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. At a hearing yesterday in Louisiana, a top manager from the Deepwater Horizon rig said there was no argument between him and a BP manager over how to shut down the oil well. He contradicted earlier testimony that there was a big disagreement on the rig only hours before it exploded. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Investigators from the Coast Guard and the Minerals Management Service are trying to piece together the events of April 20th. But it isn't easy when one witness this week described a heated argument between two managers during a meeting on the rig, and then the key manager involved shows up yesterday and tells the board this.
I don't remember about no heated debate.
That's Jimmy Harrell. He ran the drilling operation for Transocean, the company that leased the rig to oil giant BP. Harrell said his only concern was that the BP manager's plan didn't call for testing the pressure in the well before removing drilling mud from the drilled pipe.
It wasn't an argument or nothing. I did ask a few of them to stay back to make sure that we discussed the negative test and make sure it was done prior to displacing with seawater.
And in fact, he said BP did do the test, not once, but twice. Harrell also insisted he had no concerns about safety on the rig and that he felt no pressure to complete the job, even though BP was behind schedule in shutting down the well. Board member Jason Matthews noted that the oil company had to pay more than $500,000 a day to lease the rig, and he asked, wasn't that ever a concern?
Is there any time where you feel that you have operational safety being affected by rig efficiency and rig rates?
I'm sure at times, you know, people want to get it done, you know, and try to meet timelines, but never jeopardize safety.
Harrell's testimony was in sharp contrast to that of Transocean mechanic Douglas Brown and to evidence from other investigations about safety concerns on the rig. Two BP managers had been scheduled to testify yesterday, but one declined for health reasons. The other invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. The board did hear from the Deepwater Horizon's captain, Kurt Kukta, who works for Transocean. Investigators have raised concerns that it wasn't always clear who gave the orders on the rig. They asked Kukta how the crew knew who was in charge.
It's pretty well understood amongst the crew who's in charge.
How do they know that? I mean,
I guess I don't know.
Okay.
But it's pretty well, everyone knows.
The panel still has a long way to go trying to figure out what went wrong. It will hear from more witnesses this week and will hold additional hearings in July. A final report isn't expected until January. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New Orleans.